A sexually abused woman speaks out to herself. Look at you. After all these years, I never thought I would be able to say, look at you. The reality is, you should not be here. After all the hurt, after all the heartache, after all the grief, after all the sorrow, you should have been locked away in some wooden coffin or tightly suited in white, never to see light again, never to see tomorrow. But look at you. And I don't know how you do it. I don't understand. I feel you have some superhuman powers hidden, for I just can't understand how, after all the shit you have been through, all the hell you have walked through, all the tears you have shed, all the times you should have been dead, you were still able to get up again and again and again and again and again and find the strength. Find the strength to walk on. Find the strength to live on. Find the strength to love. For you should have been filled with hate and self-loathe, and you should be afraid to look at you. But instead, you get up every morning, you look into every mirror, and you fall in love with you over and over and over and over again. And look at you. Oh, I'm sorry. Look at God. For you could not have made it without His grace and without the bruised knees of a praying grandmother whose unconditional love and undying faith have pulled you from the jaws of death, from the grasp of destruction over and over and over and over again. And I am so happy. I am so happy that you have fallen in love with me. I am so happy that you never gave up on me. I am so happy that amidst it all, you still held on to all parts of me. And together we were burnt, we were hurt, we were molded and made whole.